Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Today at the White House, the president went, or I should say the defense secretary and the press secretary went after the leakers in a big, big way. The problem that we have right now is we have a media that is trying to bring this president down. They're dedicated to doing so. But the facts of this mission are that it was a complete success, whether you were against it or you were rooting for it. But for it to happen, I mean, you should be happy and rooting for it to succeed. Anything less than that means you're just not a patriot. Because I know people were concerned before the operation took place that would lead us to World War III, and clearly it did not. And I know people were rooting for this to happen because they felt like if it didn't, it would lead to World War III. And World War III is not happening because of the actions of the president. And so we should be grateful that it was a success. We should be applauding the fact that it was a success. And that's the thing. So something that Pete Hegseth said today, which is really important, is that the initial reports are always wrong. And that's what happens. You know, the first reports are almost always wrong and incomplete. And he really lectured the media, along with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dan Kane. And let's cue up cut number 8 here, because I think this is very important. Initial reports are often wrong. CNN grabbed those as Natasha Bertrand ran with them to spread this idea because they were hoping that it was a failure. They wanted it to be a failure. They wanted the president to look bad. And I guess they were hoping Iran could keep their nuclear facilities going, I guess. But mostly it was because they're just so against the president. So the defense secretary came out today and said, these first reports are almost always wrong and incomplete. Your job is to assess them. And that's why we urge caution. Cut number 8.
First reports are almost always wrong. They're almost always incomplete, right? Whether it's a squad level operation or a strategic level operation, the initial reflections you get are coming at you at a high rate of speed from a lot of different sources. So your job is to step back and assess them. And that's why we're urging caution about premising entire stories on biased leaks to biased publications trying to make something look bad. How about we take a beat, recognize first the success of our warriors, hold them up, tell their stories, celebrate that, wave an American flag, be proud of what we accomplished. And in the meantime, I can assure you, the chairman and his staff, the intelligence community, our staff and others are doing all the assessments necessary to make sure that mission was indeed successful.
And it was. There's no doubt about that. It was a success, and that's good, and we should be really, really happy about that. You know what else is great, too, is that we got NATO to cough up. We got NATO to cough up and pay their fair share. I'm glad, because I'm tired of being the world's police department, and I don't want to have to carry the weight of Europe. And those countries make a lot of money, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be coughing up for NATO. And the president got them to commit to 5% of their GDP. That was the big takeaway out of NATO yesterday. It's a huge, huge deal. And that's why, as the defense secretary said, what the president... Remember, the media said, the left lied and said President Trump was going to destroy NATO, shut down NATO, give Putin everything he wanted. I mean, all the lies they said over the years. And what he did was strengthen NATO and their ability now to be successful in the future, and also then takes the burden off of the American taxpayers at the same time. So that's what the defense secretary said. Cut number 11.
President Trump accomplished in NATO yesterday was game-changing and historic. A shift in burden sharing to European responsibility in NATO that most would have said was impossible at the beginning of his term. But he said NATO needs to pay up. They started in the first term, and here in his second term, we've accelerated that. 32 NATO countries committed to spending 5% of their GDP on defense. On actually investing in the NATO alliance. So I hope with all the ink spilled, all of your outlets find the time to properly recognize this historic change in continental security that other presidents tried to do, other presidents talked about. President Trump accomplished it. It's a huge deal.
Even the president of Finland, Alexander Stubb, said we're witnessing the birth of a new NATO, and it's a big win. And he gives President Trump credit, but it's also a big win for Europe as well. And I think it's a win for the American taxpayer, because I'm sick of footing the bill. I think we all are. We really are. Cut 12.
I think we're witnessing the birth of a new NATO, which means a more balanced NATO and a NATO which has more European responsibility. Remember, this is a big win, I think, for both President Trump, and I think it's also a big win for Europe.
Yeah, absolutely it is. No doubt about that. And that's even what the Polish Minister of Foreign Affairs, I can't even pronounce this guy's name, Radosław Sikorski. Not too bad. Are you Polish?
That's perfect.
Did I nail it?
That's perfect.
I nailed it, right?
No, you don't.
I mean, I'll just to make sure. So it's Oniski, right, John?
That's the name of the game.
And that's Polish?
Joe
Oniski. Joe. So that's Polish?
That's Polish.
Joe is a salesman from Tri-County Auto, and it's great to have him here today. Go buy a car from him. So
look for the big flag by the CDJR store.
Look, big, huge American flag. Right by Tri-County. Not the Russian flag. No, absolutely not. Not there. No way. So I nailed it. So that's good. So that's Radosław Sikorski. Kind of sounds like Kaiser Soze a little bit. Cut 13.
Look, we should give credit where credit is due. President Trump was right in his first term when he said that allies were not fulfilling their own commitments from previous summits. We have since then doubled, as non-US NATO allies, are spending. If we achieve the aims that are being sketched out now, we will be, as non-US NATO, will be at par with the United States. And then, by the way, we will be able to deter Putin on our own. What's not to...
Wow, imagine that, being able to deter Putin on their own without us having to do it for them. How amazing. What a concept. So that's good. This is excellent. Again, this is something everybody should be very, very happy about, because we don't need to be footing the bill for NATO. The other part of this, too, and this is why I'm glad that the press secretary went after the media the way he did. I'm sorry, the defense secretary went after the media the way he did, because there are so many of them in that room who have cheered. And he even brought, up his old network in this, too. He went pretty scorched earth on this. So here's Pete Hegseth from earlier this morning, cut number 7.
Responsible. And folks in this room are privy to that information because of the proximity here in the Pentagon. It's an important responsibility. And time and time again, classified information is leaked or peddled
for political purposes to try to make the president look bad. And what's really happening is you're undermining the success of incredible B-2 pilots and incredible F-35 pilots and incredible refuelers and incredible air defenders who accomplished their mission, set back a nuclear program in ways that other presidents would have dreamed. How about we celebrate that? How about we talk about how special America is, that only we have these capabilities? I think it's too much to ask, unfortunately, for the fake news. So we're used to that. But we also have an opportunity to stand at the podium and read the truth of what's really happening. And the reality is, you want to call it destroyed, you want to call it defeated, you want to call it obliterated. Choose your word. This was an historically successful attack, and we should celebrate it as Americans. And it gives us a chance to have peace, chance to have a deal, and an opportunity to prevent a nuclear Iran, which is something President Trump talked about for 20 years.
There you go. Who would like to see Bernie Sanders run for president again? Me. I would. I think it'd be fun. The oligarchy. The oligarchy can find their way. So there's a couple clips here, Bernie, I want to get to. First of all, he was on MSNBC with Chris Hayes. You'll notice you never see Chris Hayes and Rachel Maddow in the same room at the same time. I'm just saying. You will see them at the same brunch, though, ordering avocado toast. Vegan avocado toast. Who's funding the Democrat Party today? Very wealthy people. I think the translation for the wealthy is the oligarchy, right? As he's screaming about the oligarchy, cut 28.
No, right. I think he is prepared, and this is the point. Look, what is the Democratic Party today, Chris? It is, I don't think people can argue with us. It is funded by very wealthy people. It is run by inside the Beltway consultants
oligarchy.
Who really have very little clue about what's going on in the real world. And that is why I think, sadly, Kamala Harris lost an election that she should have won. It is a party which is not going to take on powerful special interests because of fundraising fears. And it certainly has turned its back on working people. And Zoran did all of that. He changed all of that about.
How much did Kamala outspend Trump, Matt, out of curiosity? Was it like a couple hundred million, right?
Oh, I think it was more than that. I think she raised close to $2 billion. I think Trump was closer to $1 billion.
Wow.
And she's 20 million in debt.
Yeah, and she's 20 million in debt, yeah. Well, she spent $1 million to make a set for the Call Her Daddy podcast. I think Trump is having some fun with that, too, because you know how at NATO they called him Daddy yesterday? They actually made a video about that. The White House made a video, Daddy's Home, about the president being called daddy by NATO. I'll get to that in just a second. Do we have Bill joining us, Matt?
He should be connecting any second. I'm not sure if he's there quite yet.
Well, as we're waiting for our buddy Bill, let me just tell you that I'm gonna jump ahead here. Play Bernie Sanders with Joe Rogan, because Bernie's thinking about running again. And I am all for this. So Joe Rogan had him on his podcast, and I would love Bernie to run. Nothing would make me happier for the content of this show, and I don't think he can win at this point. He could have won in 2016, potentially, but not now. No way. Cut 27.
I worry very much about the future of American democracy.
Are you going to run for president again?
I am 83 years of age.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure the American people will be enthusiastic on somebody's 108.
You're still very with it.
Thank you.
You are.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're a couple years older than Biden.
Yeah.
Right? Think of that.
Yeah.
You could be off a lot worse.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So he's acknowledging that Biden was a lot worse, right? I'm just pointing that out. I'm just making that point that he's acknowledging that Biden was a lot worse. So there you go. He also and you know, the thing about it is that as we're watching this socialist nutjob, wacko, Muslim extremist, anti-Semitic guy in New York City become the standard bearer for the Democrat Party, Bernie's all in. Bernie's backing him. This is what I mean. Bernie and AOC, the extremists of the Democrat Party, they are the Democrat Party now. These are unelectable people in general elections outside of crazy places like New York City. I mean, they're unelectable on a national scale. They can't win. Their message is nonsense, and they're crazy. And Bernie is embracing Mondami. A lot of Democrats are running from the guy, or at least pretending to. They don't know how to handle him. Bernie's all in. This is him again on with Rachel Maddow. Excuse me, Chris Hayes. Same person. Cut 29.
Enthusiastic. It was one of the great political victories in modern history.
By the way, just pause it for
Zaman
a quick second.
Ran a brilliant...
If you're... No, keep the screen up, though, for just a second, if you could, Justin, keep the image up. Doesn't Chris Hayes have the most punchable face? Like, when you look at him, right? Isn't like that face, don't you want to just kind of... You know what I mean? Yeah. That, look at him. Yeah, smug, almost like an Ivy League weirdo. Like, look at him with that weird striped tie and the glasses. I'm just saying, I'm not advocating violence, but you look at that guy and go, I should just punch him in the face, just for the hell of it. Yeah. All right, keep going.
Enthusiastic. It was one of the great political victories in modern history. Zaman ran a brilliant campaign. And I think the most significant part of his campaign, and I, Chris, would not compare it to Obama or to Clinton. What Zaman understood is that in order to win, you got to be more than charismatic, and he is. You got to be more than smart, which he is.
What did you want to say about him, Matt?
Oh, you actually are correct about Chris Hayes. He is an Ivy League weirdo. He went to Brown.
Interesting. Who knew? Who could have imagined that? Who could have predicted? Who could have called that, huh? Oh, where's that Ted Cruz cut? Do you have that?
I do. I just don't know what number it is. Give me 1 second. I'll hunt it
down.
Oh,
that's okay. And I met Senator Cruz yesterday. So I was at the Heritage Foundation in D.C., and our friend Dr. Victoria Coates brought me over to they were having a reception for him at Heritage Action. So I went over and said hello and met him and chatted with him for a few minutes. He wrote the foreword to her book, Battle for the Jewish State. So we had a nice chat, and she said to him, she said, Rich is the biggest voice in the greater Philadelphia, South Jersey region. And she said, you should go on his show regularly. I go on his show regularly, and you should too, Senator. And he said he would. So, by the way, just between us, put on some pounds, Senator Cruz. Put on a couple pounds, just saying. I don't know if it's the stress that Jamal Bowman was talking about earlier today, but I think what happens is you just get to D.C. You're always on the go, and you're always eating late, and you're always, you know, the stress of the job and everything like that is probably what does it. But I would never say that to his face, obviously. We're not going to tell him that I said that, so we'll just, you know, kind of keep that off the record. But here's Senator Cruz yesterday. Went off. This is one of my favorite clips. He did a great job going after this person on Capitol Hill. Who is this person that he was talking to, Matt?
This was David Arkush, who's a director of Public Citizens Climate Program.
All right, so the idea of climate justice, you've heard this now. Well, how about climate homicide? The climate is killing people, and the climate is a murderer. It's murdering people. You know, I mean, I'm glad the president brought up Hannibal Lecter, because I'll say this. Hannibal Lecter gets a bad rap. The man had excellent taste in wine. His pairing of food and wine... second to none. A nice Chianti. You know, you want that with a good liver. But I'm just saying, there are people out there peddling this idea of climate homicide. This isn't even nuttier than climate justice. Take a listen to this exchange. This is great.
Define for this committee what homicide means.
Oh, sure. So homicide is a legal term that refers to, it's essentially a blanket term for any form of unlawful killing. And an unlawful killing is causing death with a culpable mental state. Causing a death means substantially contributing to it or accelerating it. And a culpable mental state could be negligence, knowledge, recklessness.
So you wrote an article in 2023 entitled, quote, Climate Homicide, Prosecuting Big Oil for Climate Deaths. In that article, you argue that oil and gas executives could be prosecuted, not just sued, but criminally prosecuted for homicide, for murder, based on climate change. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, I would be careful with the wording, because murder, again, is a technical term. And definitely we're not arguing that they could be prosecuted for first degree murder. That's killing with, you know, intent.
But you want to put them in prison for homicide, lock them up. Treat them as criminals, put them in. Murderers get put, people who commit homicide get put in jails with violent criminals. And your position is this is a reasonable and rational thing that we should put the people leading the energy companies in America, producing 8.5 million jobs, we should arrest them and throw them in jail. Is that correct?
It could be the case that some executives should be prosecuted in that way. Of course, you can't put a corporation in jail, so there are other remedies in that situation.
But you can put human beings in jail, and presumably you'd put the corporate officers in jail.
Yes, you can.
You'd prosecute them for murder. So don't let there be any ambiguity. And by the way, Senator Whitehouse was really eager to make clear that you're the minority witness. You're the witness he wanted. He was eager to introduce you. I'm going to go on the record as saying that is a moonbeam wacky theory that you want to prosecute people creating jobs and producing energy for murder.
Homicide, Senator. Let's not get crazy. Not in the first degree, the second degree or third degree. All right. Maybe attempted murder. Yeah, these people are nuts. You know why, Justin? Cue it up for me. You know why these people are nuts? Because
they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand
that's right,
that?
They don't. They don't. They don't. And they just keep making it worse. I'm telling you, they really, really do. But this is the thing about how nutty the left is at this moment in time. And the president is blessed with having the worst opposition ever. So here's a question that I have. Remember the summer of love when the left, in their glory, burned American cities and it cost us, I think, $20 billion in damage. Remember that in the summer of 2020? All right. So, show of hands for everyone here today for our Travis Manning Foundation live show in the Hub to say thank you to our generous donors. Would you like your tax dollars to rebuild those cities that allowed that to happen, that purposely allowed people to burn and destroy property? No? Okay, well, good, because neither does Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. We're not going to pay to rebuild cities. The left let the rioters destroy. Good. I say that's fine with me. Absolutely. Cut 32.
You announced last week that the DOT will not be assisting in rebuilding of places that have been ravaged by anti-ICE protesters, criminal aliens torching and destroying cities. Can you explain your stance here?
Sure.
And as a, perhaps a warning to any sanctuary city or place?
First of all, a couple of things. At DOT, we have a whole bunch of a lot of equity. So whether it's air travel, airplanes, roads, bridges, we regulate cars, pipelines, ports, rail, passenger, freight. It's a huge set of equities. But a lot of communities and states, all of them around the country, apply to us for grant money. But then you look at these protests and you see these vile actors busting up our roads and our curbs. And when they do that, then those cities will reach out to us and ask for grant money to fix the roads that were damaged or the bridges that were damaged by these protesters, which, by the way, they let protest. They let them stay there. They tried to thwart Donald Trump from bringing in the National Guard or the military to put an end to the violence. We're not going to fund those. We're not going to help rebuild the roads that they allowed to be destroyed. I had a request come in to help repair the damage from the George Floyd riots in the Twin Cities area. I'm like, why should the American taxpayer fund the damage that you all were celebrating? Tim Walz was celebrating the protesters. He opened up his windows so he could smell the smells of the rioters. And then you, the taxpayer, is going to pay to rebuild the roads that they had destroyed. So listen, we're not going to partner and partake in any of that. And by the way,
I have no problem with that. Does anyone have a problem with that? No, not so much, huh? Here's my favorite, though. And I think it's a little bit, well, I wish I'd thought of it, like the paperclip. It's in Florida, how they're going to have an alligator Alcatraz facility that will house illegal immigrants. I love alligators, and I think we should use them more for law enforcement purposes. We really should. Because the thing about alligators is you can't mess with them. The alligator will win. You know, Joe Biden wrestled an alligator once. It was one time in Scranton. I was Joey. And well, anyway, my dad killed an alligator, made shoes, and the little boy Claymont, Delaware, and then well. Anyway, so this Florida attorney general showing off the alligator Alcatraz facility. I can't wait for the left to say they feel sorry for the alligators. Cut 36.
Attorney General James Uthmeyer here at the Miami-Dade Collier training facility. This is an old, virtually abandoned airport.
Wait, where's the video? I want to see the alligators. Is there not video of the alligators?
We might not have video of this one. This one might be a copyright issue.
Oh,
we've got you can listen to the alligators, though.
No, I want to see the alligators.
Hear what they have to say.
No. Get me the alligator. We'll come back.
We
play
can
the alligators.
We'll risk it after the break.
All right, let's risk it after the break. I don't care. What are they going to do to us, right? We can always edit it out. But we got to see the alligators. Otherwise, you can picture an alligator in your head. But mine are the fun alligators from Peter Pan. I don't want that. Or is that a crocodile? It's a crocodile? Yeah. Same thing, right? Nope. Okay, never mind. See, I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to things like that, but I pretend. All right, finally, before we take a quick break, our buddy Bill DeAgostino from the Media Research Center is going to join us next with some of the crazy outrage from the left. We're going to talk about that. And also, too, justice in Philadelphia for the slain police sergeant Chris Fitzgerald, as the man was found guilty of first-degree murder, and the judge had a lot to say about this vile human being who was found guilty of murder. So that's good. We're going to talk about that as well. I'm very excited about that. Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey on Delsey Drive. I love Bob's. Fantastic store. All you need in the way of product and expertise under one roof. And this year, Bob's marks an incredible milestone celebrating 60 years in business. Join their staff now through Saturday the 28th. This is the week to check Bob's specials throughout the store. Bob's will have a limited number of very special commemorative Henry rifles for sale. So get in to check out their incredible inventory and this milestone event of 60 years in business being celebrated now through Saturday. Military discounts too. Look, I love Bob's. I love the team there. They're great people, and they're there to take wonderful care of you. So visit bobslittlesportshop.com for more details, and go see them right on Delsey Drive North in Glassboro. 60 years in business in the communist state of New Jersey. They're doing something right. Open daily Tuesday through Saturday. And you can also visit them at bobslittlesportshop.com to see their incredible selection of firearms. There's also a training facility, a range, and they have classes as well. So they're my store, and they're going to be your store as well. bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. We are live, and great to be with you on this busy Thursday. So Bill DeAgostino is with us from the Media Research Center. Newsbusters, I love their stuff. They put out great content. Keeping an eye on the corporate legacy mainstream media. Bill, welcome to the show, my man. How are you?
Doing great, Rich. Good to see you.
Good to see you. There you go. What's the hat say?
Oh, it's from our senior staff. They went on like the MRC cruise and came back with a bunch of hats for us as like party favors. So it says Turks and Caicos. So
I went on this wonderful cruise and all I got was a stupid hat, like that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I didn't even go on the cruise, so I just got the hat for free.
You just got the hat. Well, good for you. For those who don't know, give us the overview of what the Media Research Center does.
Sure. Yeah, we our mission statement is to combat, expose, and neutralize left-wing bias in the media. And what that looks like in practice is a lot of studies analyzing media coverage, the trends, what they're not picking up, what they're overemphasizing, what they're leaving out of the stories. And I spend a lot of time just poring over transcripts of like MSNBC or CNN or whatever. It's a little boring, but it pays off in the end because you get some pretty cool statistics out of it.
Well, you're creative. I'll give you that. I mean, no doubt about that. In fact, you just put out a fresh video. You just put this out yourself today. And you can follow Bill on X at @band_Bill. I'd like to start with 46. When you put these videos together, how do you go about doing it? What's the process, Bill?
Well, everything that we record, that we analyze is on this server through a program called Snapstream. Basically think of it as like commercial grade TiVo.
Okay.
So we have this massive database of full length hour long recordings of basically every hour on CNN, MSNBC, all the broadcast networks, PBS, and a bunch of other channels as well, just in case. So it's mostly just querying the database that can kind of like it accesses these auto-generated transcripts of the broadcast, which aren't like they're not perfect. They're not great transcripts, but they're good enough that they can pick out generally what somebody's saying. And so if I'm looking for or if I've spotted a trend of the media repeating something or covering something in a certain way, all I've got to do is punch in the right keywords, clip out what I need, and then I throw it together in Adobe Premiere.
There you go. And how do you get around any copyright issues? I'm just curious about that because you guys put this stuff on social media. Do you ever worry that CNN's going to sue you or something or ABC or anything?
No. I mean, people have tried, but no, we're a 501c3, so we get by on fair use. We don't own the rights to the clips that we use, but it's all technically educational content. And we actually will provide people with recordings of whatever the request for like a small fee, just as a service. And that's kind of part of the educational purpose that we serve.
All right, good. I like it. Well, maybe after we get out of here tonight, we'll change over to being a 501c3, Matt, so that we can put all these videos back on YouTube where they belong.
There you go, man.
Yeah. All right. So give me 46. What would describe this for us?
Yeah, so this is actually the adjoining video for a study I just put out today. I just spent like the last 3.5 days or so with my nose buried in transcript after transcript after broadcast of CNN, PBS, MSNBC, and the big three broadcast networks. We've noticed that they tend to label the far right. Basically, everything is far right. Right, if you're a Republican, if you're right of center at all, you're far right. But they don't really like to acknowledge that there even is such thing as a far left. And so you'll see them use the terminology occasionally, but usually disparagingly of the notion that there even is such a thing as a far left, or if there is, that it's anywhere comparable to a far right. So we found actually 1,222 uses of far right in the first 6 months on corporate media, and 86 of far left. This is a sampling of clips from that study.
All right, let's take a listen.
the U.S. Supreme Court, far right though it is.
Harmeet Dhillon, the far right conservative lawyer.
Curtis Yarvin is a far right pseudo intellectual.
Far right conservative person, Charlie Kirk.
The far right AFD party.
The far right MAGA supporters.
Far right Republicans.
The hard right like Goldwater.
The far right Claremont Institute.
Bernie and AOC are maligned as being far left, right? That's an attack that's used on them. Are they particularly far left? They have some ideas.
The word liberal sends certain people into hyperventilation and conniption fits. They think it automatically means far left, progressivism.
The perpetrator of this attack was a 24-year-old Afghan asylum seeker residing here, something that the far right will look to seize on.
And while America's roots are soaked in bloodshed, violence in the country today is mostly from right-wing extremism.
When you look at political violence and where it's coming from, in the United States, it's true that there are incidents from the far left, but I wonder, what does the data show?
What's happening today is coming overwhelmingly from the far right.
The MAGA movement more broadly, a lot of their theory of the case that is it essentially that America is under literal physical attack from the far left. Now, this is a kind of an interesting thing to come from a movement that spawned January 6th.
So, the high holy day of the left, January 6th. So whenever they talk about far left, they're actually defending people who are accused of being far left. And basically everybody's on the far right.
Right, right. And that one clip there with PBS, I wasn't sure how exactly to frame it, because you see the host, he mentions that there are far left attacks, and then he says, but what do the data show? And the woman that he's talking to says, no, it's all really the fault of the far right. And it's like, so why is that under the far left column? And it's like, well, her talking about attacks on the far right, that's actually an instance of them bothering to mention the far left at all. Like, so those 86 instances of far left that we found in that study, 35 of them were that. 35 of them were them dismissing the notion that the far left is actually responsible, and then in the same breath, blaming the right.
So they would say it for the purpose of saying far left, just to kind of check the box and then quickly defend it. And then how many times did they say far right? So 86 mentions of far left, even though 35 times it was them dismissing the far left connection. How many times did they mention far right in your study?
1,222.
Wow.
So slight difference.
Amazing. Yeah, slight difference.
You know what's wild, Rich? Yeah. PBS was actually worse than CNN and MSNBC as far as like the ratio. Three far lefts on PBS, and you just saw one of them, so that's what that looks like on PBS. 127 mentions of far right, so that's 42-1. CNN was something like, I don't remember, something in the teens, I think like 15-1. Or no. CNN was 8-1. MSNBC, I think, was 15-1.
Your tax dollars hard at work funding PBS.
That's right.
There you go.
Incredible.
Look at that. Bill DiAgostino, Media Research Center. Talk to me about Nicole Wallace, one of the most vile people out there. She at one time, I guess, pretended to be a Republican. She's always angry when I watch her on MSNBC. She never looks like she's having a good day. I don't know what it's going to take for Nicole Wallace to be happy, but I would imagine it would involve every Trump supporter not being in the country anymore or something like that. But she's really gutted this time. Why is she gutted over this?
Well, first, I just want to say a couple weeks ago we were talking about this lovely lady, and I think you described her her unique fixation on just doing the Trump derangement show and like not really branching out. I think you called it sweet. So I was wondering what you were going to say about her when I brought this clip up. But she is uniquely miserable. She is like the most unhappy person on TV. You're absolutely right about that.
I described Rosie O'Donnell earlier as patient zero for Trump derangement syndrome, but Nicole Wallace might be patient one. It's very possible.
No, that's, you know what? That's an excellent way. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. I mean, have you checked in on Rosie O'Donnell recently, by the way? I mean, it's like it's actually starting to physically eat away at her.
Yeah. Well, she went from overeating and overdrinking to, I think, undereating and underdrinking now. But she still has the bulbous red nose, so I don't know. I think she's probably okay.
She's definitely under drinking. She looks miserable.
Somebody buy her a pint over there in Ireland, will you? Buy the woman an Irish whiskey.
Oh, all that's right. She actually fled to Ireland to escape. You know what? Props to her. All of these idiot celebrities are always saying they're going to do that. Good job, Rosie. You actually did the thing.
Let's hear it for Rosie O'Donnell putting her money where her mouth is and getting the hell out of the country.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Good stuff.
All right, so Nicole Wallace is gutted here. This is another clip of the Trump derangement show starring Nicole Wallace. Cut 47.
I remember the first day I read about the deportations to El Salvador of the alleged Frente Aragua members, for whom no evidence was ever presented that they had anything to do with Frente Aragua. And I remember saying to Mike, like, I wish I didn't feel so gutted, and I wish I could stop thinking about these guys being scared in El Salvador. And then I was in Westchester. It's usually a baseball trip that has me, I don't know what I was doing, but we stopped to get something to eat, and I saw the paid ads that Homeland Security was doing in front of the deportees who were now prisoners at CECOT, and I was gutted. And I think I'm sometimes scared by how much anguish I feel over how they're treating human beings. But I think that if you abandon the anguish, then you carry out horrible things again.
It's a good look for her right there. She's gutted, Bill, and she said it multiple times how gutted she is over the deportation of these criminal illegal aliens.
Gutted like a fish, Rich. Yeah. it's funny because she has said some truly horrible things about not just Donald Trump, but the people in his orbit, even. I remember it was like early on at MRC, the first time I ever saw her show. First, she called him a hamburger eating Zamboni riding loon, which I don't even know what that means, but that line will always stick in my head. But then she had this whole panel discussion about are the Trump women, like, why aren't they aren't they rallying against him? Why aren't they all like rushing to MSNBC to talk trash about, you know, their father, uncle, grandfather, whatever? And she, I think she said, are they dead inside? Are they paid off? Mm. What's their deal? And that was when I was like, okay, we're gonna mine a lot of content out of this show. So I mean, yeah, she's said awful things about plenty of people that she dislikes. She gleefully laughed about the idea of Trump potentially getting knifed in prison when there was talk of him doing a perp walk and whatnot. And yet she says,
fantasy.
You know,
that was her fantasy, Trump getting shivved in prison.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And it's like she had this ghoulish glee. If you go back and watch it, it's pretty sick. But that's what so much of the left is it's like it's extending this like pathological degree of performative empathy. I don't even think it's real empathy, but performative empathy to basically the worst parts of humanity. And then everybody who wants to see some comeuppance for those worst parts of humanity, like, say, for example, Trenda Aragua gang members, that's who she retains all of her bile for, right? It's reserved right for those people. It's completely backward. It's like that old joke where the conservative and the liberal are walking down the street and they see a guy who's all beaten. Oh, man, we got to find the guy who did this. And liberal says, yeah, he needs our help. It's like that.
Bill DiAgostino, Media Research Center, is with us. Yeah, Justin reminding us of the time she spun. Remember when the president had DJ Daniel, the little boy who wanted to become a police officer, during the joint address to Congress? And she spun that to talk about January 6th. You remember that?
Right. Yeah, I do now. I remembered her saying something horrible in the context of that kid. Now I'm remembering that. Yeah, she
I think it was like she said something. I believe it was something to the effect of, I hope you live long enough to not be killed on January 6th or something horrific like that. Like, because the kid's got cancer, right? That's the whole thing. I mean, and so she says, you know, I hope you live a long life and you never have to be killed on January the 6th or some perverted, sick fantasy around this kid. And it's like, God, what are you going to be so negative? Can't you just be happy for the little boy? You know,
she's a miserable person. Right. Yeah. I genuinely think that Trump has broken her brain. We actually, you know, I should send this to you at some point. Like a few years ago, kind of just for kicks, I did a video like tracking the decline of Nicole Wallace. And it's got like some clips in there from like 2015.
Oh yeah, you should say that. Yeah,
as like a decent Republican, and it shows her like slowly descending into, well, I'm a non-practicing Republican, well, I'm a former Republican, and then, you know, like, oh, the Republican Party's dead, and she starts going into all this insane stuff, accusing Trump of wanting to exterminate Latinos, all this other stuff. It's we can check that out.
Wallace said she hopes DJ Daniel, who Trump noted was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2018, doesn't die by suicide after defending the Capitol against the president's supporters. She said, quote, I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump's supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide, Wallace explained about this 13-year-old boy, little boy who was honored by the president. I mean, that's just going down a dark place. That's the person at a party who, when everybody's having a nice conversation, comes in and says something that's just so uncomfortable and awkward that it stops the conversation in its tracks, and then everybody just wants to get the hell out of there. Like, whoa, that went to a dark place. It's like, yeah, we're talking about cars. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, you know what? A car ran over my wife and killed her. Yeah, so sorry. Thank you for sharing that at this party. This is really fun.
Except, like, in this context, it wouldn't even be, like, somebody that she knew, right? It'd just be like, oh, you know, car accidents every year.
Yeah,
I hope you all drive safe tonight. And it's like, what's wrong with you?
We're talking about classic cars. Hey, they still make them that way anymore, huh? Well, it's a good thing because they kill so many people every year, and they're just machines of death and destruction. Wow, who brought the downer to the party, huh? Now, while we have you, Bill, we got White House Press Secretary today, Caroline Leavitt, calling out Natasha Bertrand by name. Yeah. So Natasha Bertrand is the one from CNN who spread the fake news, right?
Yeah, Natasha Bertrand basically made an entire career during Russiagate and Trump 1.0 of herself to be knowingly used by intelligence operatives, usually low-level anonymous intelligence operatives, who wanted to leak some garbage disinformation to spread a political narrative. And she would gleefully publish it and then get all these plaudits from people like Nicole Wallace go on the show. Reporting Natasha, and it was sickening, and there was just something really cathartic about this for me, because I don't think I've ever seen like somebody with that level of reach, like the White House press secretary, call out Natasha Bertrand as the snake oil saleswoman that she is by name. So this was unique.
Now realize, listen, go ahead.
Yeah.
This was a low-confidence preliminary intelligence assessment, and the entirety of that assessment was not leaked to the media. Only tidbits of that assessment were leaked to CNN, and we have seen this playbook run before. And it's to the same reporter, I will add, Natasha Bertrand of CNN, who has done this in the past. In 2020, it was Natasha Bertrand who had 51 intelligence analysts falsely lie to her, but she still put it on paper for some reason, that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation.
Yeah, good for her. I mean, good for Caroline Levitt for coming back and playing offense there. Bill, always a pleasure, buddy. Keep up the great work at the Media Research Center, and follow Bill on X at @band_Bill. Thanks, my man.
Thanks as always, Rich. Good to see you.
Good to
see
you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, and the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your appointment today. Get the level of care you deserve. VeneriaDental.com. And I want to tell you, you know, we still have a whole hour to go here, so we're just getting warmed up. But I'm grateful to our friends Sandy and Kathy for being here. Santo and Kathy, thank you for joining us today for our Travis Manning Foundation get together. And Santo brought his bourbon, and he's sharing, by the way. So he is sharing. If you want to get some, go for it, okay? Listen, when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom and kitchen remodeling division. And yes, they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old home. Did a great job. Bridget was thrilled. Your home will be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the craftsmanship in the area, and they install American-made roofing products. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. Make sure you tell them I sent you. They'll take great care of you. emmonsroofing.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.